when you had first dirt roads and then you were gravel?
Yeah.
And then, did you have many roads made out of concrete?
Well, they, let's see, was that what you call a McAdams road?
Well, no, I think that's more like a blacktop, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I reckon they had some of them. But we did well to get, you know, there in Dunbar community, we did well to get a gravel road. And they've wrecked since we left Dunbar. They've improved some, they have. Their road's blacktop now. And this one, out here, this highway wasn't blacktop. The first year we lived here, I don't believe.
This isn't the concrete though, is it? It's all blacktop?
Yes, it is now.
Do you remember anything about early automobiles?
I remember the first one I ever saw.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we were at church. We'd gone to church on Sunday morning. And most of us had never seen a car. And there was a few had seen a car. And so it was early and we kids would kind of play around eating huckleberries. And for church, one time for some school church to start. So we heard a loud noise up the road. I guess it's about a quarter of a mile, and I'd have been half an hour away. And we could hear it, and this one old fellow said, "That's a car." He says, "If we'll hurry, says we can get up to the road in time to see it." And so here he went, leading the crowd. And a few other grown-ups and a bunch of kids took out after him. It was a church in the Wildwood, you know, back off the road. And a little piece that's inside the road. And so here we went, well, we got to the, up to the road a little before the car passed. And it didn't have any top on it. And the woman was wearing a duster and had a veil, you know, over her head.
Do you remember anything about how, I understand they had a lot of trouble with the tires. Do you remember how they would fix the tires?
No, I never did know anything about that. We never owned a car, and of course, some of the neighbors did. And they'd have time, they'd go somewhere, you know, and maybe get stuck up before they had any road. And it was pretty wearisome.
Where would they get the gasoline and the oil and things like that?
Well, they have different filling stations, you know. Of course, they have lots of them now. Then, of course, back then they didn't have so many. I don't know if they had one at Bath Springs, I guess it was. And they have them, I reckon, at Scotts Hill. And some places, but it wasn't like it is now, of course, down there. Filling station ever all along now.
When you, speaking of filling stations, when you would burn, I think you said you had kerosene lamps or coal oil lamps. When you would burn that, where would you get that?
Well, they'd bring it on at the grocery stores.
Oh, at the grocery store.
Yeah, that was in the Dunbar, there was a little old lean-to side room. They've torn it down now. I guess it rotted then. Well, they'd keep the coal oil in there. And the hams and plow, they keep some plow points, you know.
Of course,
there was a blacksmith shop there too. But I keep talking about Dunbar community, that's where I grew up. And if you're interested in places, I don't know if you get much out of it now, not though. But it was an important place back before the war. Well, there was a little log store there. And I don't know if they had a lean-to then or not. But it seemed like Daddy said we did. And they sold groceries, and they had a bar, you know, and they sold whiskey.